You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 788 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, Reese and Megan kick off the show with an update from Amy Eckelman, Senior Education Administrative and Programs Coordinator at the USDF. Amy shares the latest news from USDF and highlights some exciting educational opportunities and programs available to GMOs and members. Next, they chat with USDF Gold Medal Trainer Shannon Warner to talk about heading west for a winter season of training and competition in California. Finally, the hosts chat with Ann Shushko, who has been named 2025 recipient of the Judith Noon Volunteer Award by the Dressage Foundation. This prestigious award honors a volunteer who has served as an outstanding ambassador of the organization while demonstrating long-term dedication to advancing the sport of dressage. Anne shares her experiences in the dressage community and what this recognition means to her.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Wellington, Florida.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Murrieta, California, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan.
Reese, you sound terrible.
I know. I apologize, everybody. My husband came to visit, and he brought me a little treat, a little cold or whatever he picked up at his conference. So, yeah, I don't sound great. I am taking one for the team. Actually, Megan, you took one for the team today and doing the heavy lifting when it comes to talking. But hi, everybody. We hope you're having a great day and you sound better than I do. But Megan, what's been going on, my friend?
Oh, Reese, Travis is so rude.
I know, so rude. He feels terrible, actually. He left me some flowers when he left. Like he did feel really bad. But we actually had a great trip, and he was so nice to have him here, and it was fun to visit some friends and have some dinners. And I would like to say we partied hard, but he had it, and then I had it, so it was a pretty low key weekend. But we did get to take Winston, our dog, to the dog beach, which is like a super favorite for us. And there's a restaurant on the water we got to go to. So it's been fun. And I did work. Everybody knows how that works. My husband was actually here working too. So I had a normal work week, but it was good. My horses are good. Everybody's rocking and rolling. How are you, Megan?
I am fabulous, Reese. I got to tell you a secret.
I think I know the secret.
I think you do too. My wonderful horse, who I call KGB.
I love it.
We went to a horse show.
I know. I'm so proud. And your test looks so good. So everybody, I didn't know if Megan was going to talk to you about it. So I wasn't going to bring it up. I was like, I'm not going to talk. But you did so. He was so great. You did so great. And I mean, you sent me the video and I was so pumped that you got to go to a horse show. I mean,
me too.
Right? Right?
I had so much fun.
What? Stop it.
I know. It's been like, I did have fun last year, but it's been, you know, when you're a professional and you're riding for other people,
yes,
it's just so much stress. And
yes,
you want to do such a great job for your customers, for your horse, for your coaches. And I don't know what it is. Maybe the freedom, like I can do whatever I want, right? No one's asking me, when are you going to get a 70%? And it was our first show, so obviously there's no pressure, right? And you go in and you're like, I wonder what he's going to do. And like Reese, he was amazing. People were coming at us in the warm-up and he was like, game on. You don't scare me. That's like my favorite type of horse to ride. Like, and he didn't look at anything. He tried so hard. And then we went in there. And Reese, I just rode. I've been working on my mindset and it was just so freeing to get in there and show off our training and to have my coach. Like, I never have my coach at a horse show. Kathleen is in California. So I just felt like high maintenance, actually. We were joking because I was like, can I have some water? And, you know, someone was carrying the green bag. And it was just so fun. I was so proud of him that I scratched him the second day. And guess what we get to work on, or what we worked on today?
What?
Canter pirouettes.
Stop it.
Game on. Pre-St. George, here we come, Reese.
That a girl. That a girl. Oh, I'm so proud of you. No, I mean, it's so fun to see you. And again, I knew you were coming. I knew you were going. And, you know, just, again, to see the joy that you had. And, again, you and I had this pack last year that when we went to our show, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. And it's all about fun.
You were so excited. I was so proud of you. And you know, it's so much work when you import a horse or any horse, you get a new horse. There's a lot of effort it takes to get to that first show. You know, do they get on the trailer? You have to go to field trips. Like, it's not just going down the center line. Like, that's actually the easy part.
Exactly.
So proud of you.
So it was such a blast. I can't wait to keep you posted on. Yes. I'm not going to any more horse shows. We're working on Pre-St. George. Yep. He's also for sale, unfortunately. So I'm finding his person for him, and which will be hard because this horse is truly special. But yeah, I can't wait to keep you posted on that.
I love it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I can't wait to see you in person. We're going to have so much fun.
I know. Yeah. It's going to be so great. Well, congratulations, my friend. We've just been putting our head down here in Wellington and working. And there was a CPEDI. So a para show was last week. This week's another CDI. So the fun begins again. But yeah, we just put our head down last week and did some work. So I don't have a lot of, just working, and it's great. And all the horses have been super. So yeah, I love it. Well, we're going to get right into the show tonight. Again, everyone, I apologize about my voice. Trying the best. I've got a cough drop in right now, but we're looking forward to a great show. And right after this break from Kentucky Performance Products, we're going to get into it.
Are runny poop and dirty butt challenges for your horse? Does diarrhea have you both down? Does he struggle with bouts of colic or other digestive tract issues? Or his digestive distress due to lifestyle changes or travel or illness, injury, or antibiotic use? Probiotic Wise is your supplement of choice when a balanced hindgut is your goal. Available in powder or paste, Probiotic Wise is a concentrated source of both prebiotics and probiotics that capture and sweep out pathogenic bacteria, support healing and maintain healthy gut tissue, and sustain a robust microbiome. To see if Probiotic Wise, available through veterinarians, is right for your horse, speak with your vet, visit kppusa.com, or call 859-873-2974.
Well, tonight we are so happy to have back Amy Eckelman. She's the Senior Education Administrative and Programs Coordinator at USDF, and she's going to talk to us about some new programs. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to share some programs that maybe some people don't know about. So we're trying to get the word out and it's not even a new program. It's just a program that I feel is very much underutilized by our membership. And I think that maybe if they hear the podcast, maybe it'll inspire them to take a little deep dive into it.
Woo-hoo. I love it. What do you got, girl?
So I was hoping that we could talk a little bit about our GMO education lectures. There are 6 lectures on the website right now. And I do have to tell you that they've been up there for a minute, and I'm in the process of trying to revamp them a little bit, give them some new content to go along with it. But these are some really awesome tools and resources that our GMOs can use to get our membership informed, to give them opportunities to get together, to connect with one another, and hopefully advance their riding and their dressage skills. So there's also, you know, I'll just tell you quickly, the titles of each one of them is Using Goals to Improve Training, Finding and Creating Opportunities, Make Success Simple, Volunteer Training, Scribe Training. And right now we still have the changes to the 2023 dressage tests up, but as soon as the new tests come out, we're going to go ahead and we'll revamp that. And that'll have all new content for the new tests that are being released at the end of this season. So I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too. But Amy, for anyone out there that's like me and has problems with technology, so I'm on the USDF website. How do I find them? I hit the educational resources and opportunities tab. Is that where I go? And then
exactly.
Where do I go?
You're going to go ahead next. Right onto that educational resources and opportunities. And when your drop down menu comes down, right in the middle, go about halfway down and you'll see GMO education lectures.
Oh, if you
click
that there.
Yeah. It brings you to the page that gives you the description of each of the lectures. And then it gives you an opportunity to request lectures. So basically what you do is you put in a request for the lecture or lectures that you want to learn about or you want to be able to utilize. And then that comes to me in the office and in my email. I will respond to you with a link that gives you access to all of the documents. Some of them have video links, and that will all be included in your access. Now, you can access it as a viewer, not as an editor. So there's no risk of anybody making any changes to the files or anything like that. And then you have everything that you need to host one of these lectures for your GMO. And each one of them is about an hour to 2 hours long. But everything you need is there. Everything from rosters to the educational materials, links to videos that you can put up on a screen if you have it. For example, Reese, you know this because you're in my region.
Yeah.
Our local GMO is the Kentucky Dressage Association. And every year, right around this time, they host for their GMO members a combined lecture series. So they make a day out of it, basically. They train, they do the volunteer training, scribe training, bit check, and there's one more, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, maybe scoring. But they combine all of that, and they make a day out of it, and they provide their members with lunch. So it's kind of a fun day.
Yeah, it's a really fun day. Everyone really enjoys it. It's like one of the first things they do for the year. So everyone gets together. And yes. I think it's the start of spring. It's coming up if it hasn't already happened.
Yeah, it's usually like early March. So if it hasn't happened yet, it will happen in the next week or so. And it's free to any of their GMO members, which is fantastic service that they offer.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. What's the next one you got for us, Amy?
So the other thing that I'd like to talk about for a minute is, and this is very geared toward educational opportunities for members that would be more in line with like a clinic or like a riding clinic or a seminar educational opportunity. And that is called our GMO Education Initiative. And a lot of GMOs are not aware, or maybe they forget about it or whatever. But same thing, if you go to that education resources and opportunities tab at the top of the website, again, in the middle, right above the education lectures, you're going to find GMO Education Initiative. And that GMO Education Initiative and grant is an opportunity for you to get up to $1,000 of support for your GMO to host a riding clinic, maybe with somebody that without this grant, it might not be affordable to the membership, you know, but would maybe open up some doors to them with this $1,000. Maybe they couldn't put it on if they didn't get this grant money, right? And it's something that can be utilized or combined with other grant opportunities. As long as you're not using it as a GMO to make a profit off of it and you're willing to, you know, offset your what might be considered a profit, if you could offset that maybe towards a reduction in the membership participation fee or something like that. But basically, it can be anything from camps and unmounted events. It could be a ride a test clinic, or it could be a clinic or a symposium with maybe an upper level rider or, you know, somebody who's well established. So we have one coming up that was just approved, and it's going to be in Michigan with Jody Lees, and they've been able to take advantage of, they're going to split their clinic. It's a 2-day clinic. So they're going to host one day at one farm, and then they're going to host the second day at another farm so that they can reach more of their membership.
That
Yeah, so you can get really creative with these things. You know, like I said, there's an application to fill out, but it's pretty straightforward. And we have a new process with this application where the staff, so I would review the application and anything that's glaring that might be missing, or maybe it, you know, the detail that you provided is a little confusing. I take a quick look at it. I run it through my checklist and I say, hey, you know, maybe could you elaborate on this, or your numbers aren't matching up. Could you redo your budget for it and that kind of thing? And then I go ahead and once they've checked all my boxes, I'll present that to the committee. And then the committee will literally kind of, I'm going to say, scrub it. They're going to go line for line. They're going to go through everything and make sure that you meet all the requirements. And then if you meet the requirements and you've been approved, I send you an approval letter. I give you all the like waivers and stuff that you would need. I'll give you the logos, send you that kind of stuff. We send you a banner that you can hang at the event, you know, cool. Just letting them know that we support what you're doing. It also gets put on the national calendar, which is also on the website that a lot of people underutilize. Have you guys ever gone on there and looked at the national calendar?
I sure have. And that's the tab to the left of the educational resources. I go on there all the time.
Yeah. And you can actually also get that on the educational resources page. So if you click on the educational tab and you go down on the right-hand side, you see where it says National Education Calendar and Map?
I do now.
Yeah. So, you know, I know a lot of people will sometimes be, you know, they'd be like, oh, you know, I didn't know all this information was on there. And, you know, I've had the blessing of working with USDF for a year and a half, and I've been able to, you know, kind of peruse through and look at things. And there's just so many resources there. And, you know, if you're looking for something in particular and you can't find it, you guys can just shoot an email to education@usdf.org and we will help you find what you're looking for. We could get you links or direct you. I could even get on the phone and, you know, walk you step by step. This is where you need to go and this is where you'll find the information that you need.
It's phenomenal because Megan does a lot of website perusing. I'm maybe not as good about it, but Megan's amazing at it. But also we have a book club coming up, don't we?
The girl we you do. Three,
we have a
week.
Date. Yes.
Yes. It's on the 18th at 8 p.m. And it is with Ann Buchanan with her book, which is How to Ride the Horse You Thought You Bought. I actually have it right here on my desk.
Love it. Me too.
Yeah. And then we're already working on what our next book club session is going to be, which is going to be sometime in June. And that's going to be Diana DuPont's book, Fur Mama. And she is just absolutely lovely. I'm excited to be able to meet with her. And we have exciting news. So, you know, you guys, did you guys have a chance to meet Kat at the convention?
We did. And okay. We met her online too.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So Kat is actually going to shift into taking over the book club. And I'll just kind of act as like a backup or a support for her. My new role being in the adult programs is a little bit more demanding, and I need to focus on some of the things that I'm working on, such as working on these, you know, getting these education lectures taken care of and stuff like that. We have some other projects that we're working on with the Adult Programs Committee, which are kind of exciting, and we're looking forward to rolling those out when they're ready. But at any rate, so I have a little less time and a little less brain capacity than I had. So Kat has been gracious enough to agree to take it over. But I'll still be available.
You'll still be around. Well, Amy, we're going to miss you, but we're excited about your new role. How can our listeners find you online if they have any more questions for you?
Oh, absolutely. So I can be reached either emailing education@usdf.org or directly at aeckelman@usdf.org. You can also, if you go on the website, another resource people aren't aware of is if you go to the tab that says our organization at the top, we have contact information there and you can go right to the staff link. And I am listed in there under the education department. And you can just click on there. My phone number's there. My email is there. It'll take you right to processing an email to me if you want, or you could just go ahead and call me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Amy, thank you so much. Thank you for all you do for us. And we look forward to talking with you guys soon.
Yeah. Thanks for making time for me today. I really appreciate it.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbine to bring you My New Horse. From important horse keeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Well, tonight we are so happy to have Shannon Warner on the show. She is from Colorado and training in California. She's a USDF gold medalist. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
Great. For our listeners who may not know you yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the horses you brought with you?
Yes. I have come to California since 1998 to train and show. Yeah.
I feel you. It's like me in Florida. So right? Tell us more about California.
Yeah. So the first 10-ish years or so, I would go work with Hilda Gurney. So I was kind of based out of Moore Park. And then Marty Foster, who lived in Colorado, always would bring Kathleen Rain in. And so I was riding with Kathleen Rain out in Colorado. And then she was like, hey, you know, we used to ride with Hilda. You should come, you know, train with us in Marietta. So I switched over and I've been coming. Gosh, is it really? Yeah, I've been coming to Kathleen since 2010.
Ooh, That's amazing. Yeah. Kathleen is amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. I just love her and David, and it's such a great team. And so, and it just varies, you know, what clients want to come and do the California circuit, get out of the snow, although we haven't had much snow this year. Don't tell the skiers that. Tell anybody that.
How many clients, like what's the most clients that you have brought with you? Because that's a lot of work. I don't bring clients.
Yeah, I have brought probably 1, 2, maybe 4 at the most. Wow. And that have wanted to come, you know, do the whole California scene, get out of the snow. And I have also brought clients' horses, and they will fly, you know, if they don't stay the whole time, they'll fly in and out. I would say that's the majority of what happens. They send their horse and then they'll come in like a week before the show. Will work really hard and they'll show and then they'll go home. So, and I school their horses in between. Mm-hmm. And that Peyton Kutchman is out here with her 2 horses this time. And she is doing that. She drove out with me and then stayed. And then we just showed at the Pacific Coast horse show out at Galway Downs. And she flew home last night.
Guys rocked it. Tell them how you did.
Oh, it was so fun. So Peyton has 2 horses, one who she's just started riding like literally in December. And he's an FEI horse, Godfrey. I showed him last year at Prix St. George and I won. And Peyton gets the ride and gets to, you know, progress and her learning and riding another horse. And so she showed Godfrey for the first time. She's just going to stick to Prix St. George right now. We're just starting with that. And I think the first day she got like a 60 something and then ended up with a 63, you know, they're still trying to, you know, she's still trying to figure out his buttons, but mm-hmm. she's doing a great job. And then mm-hmm. her other horse, Romulus, she has earned through her silver medal her scores.
Congratulations.
Yep. And she started riding him, I think this is might be her 3rd show season with him. So the first show season, she did 1st and 2nd. Then the 2nd show season last year, she did 3rd and 4th. And this year she's doing Prix St. George and I won, which is kind of not how it goes, but that's how it's going.
So, and you showed.
Who I showed. I brought, I call him Fredward. Freundes Kreis, but I call him Freddie, Fred, Fredward. You know how we all have nicknames, multiple nicknames. And he is coming 8, and he debuted his FEI level. He rode pre-St. George for the first time and got a 68 something. And then he rode I-1 for the first time and got a 67 something. So woo-hoo! I'm so proud of him. And then I brought the token sweet little Dazzy, the little Arab that could. And she did third level for the first time. And I think our highest score was a 66 something. So very cute.
That's awesome. And that's a big jump for third level. Like, I don't think people realize that is a massive jump, actually.
Yeah. And I showed her second level last year, and we went to US Dressage Finals in Ohio, which was super fun. Highly recommend going there. It's amazing. But so she went from second to third. So, and she's just as cute as pumpkin pie.
And you arrived a week ago, right? Or 2 weeks ago?
No, we got here Sunday, and then we rolled into the horse show on Thursday.
Amazing. And how long are you staying in California?
We will stay through Dressage Del Mar up in a HITS facility. We'll head home April 20th.
Wow, that's great. And what are your goals this season?
Well, I would like to try and qualify Fredward for Festival of Champions. He went last year in the 7-year-olds and we were 10th. He's just kind of a big dude. So it's taken a little bit of time getting him strong enough. But I would, if I can't qualify for, you know, the small tour pre-St. George I-1, I can do the developing because he's just coming 8. So I can go to try to qualify for either or with him.
This is awesome. I am so excited for you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And Peyton, she's going to try and qualify because Bromulus, her horse is, I think he's 12 or 13, but she is also going to try for the first time to do the pre-St. George I-1. And we both, well, she will do her very first CDI in a couple of weeks at Dressage Affair down in Del Mar. And Freddie will do his, Freundes Kreis, will do his first CDI also.
Yay. So Shannon, talk to us. I mean, you know, the West Coast, we're giving the West Coast some love this winter because Megan's out there and knows you guys. But tell us like some challenges and some bonuses coming from Colorado to California.
Well, one I would say is, you know, our show season, which, you know, you guys are in Wisconsin, so I'm sure your show season starts a little later, I would assume, like ours does, like May. Ours doesn't start till May. So we show, you know, basically May until the middle of August to get our scores because our champion, our like regional championships are held usually in the middle of September. So it's a pretty short time. So we feel like, you know, when we get here, we have a little bit of a head start on like regional qualifying for regionals and, you know, have some intense training with Kathleen. And that's one benefit. Another benefit, why this happens in Colorado, I'm not sure, but it's like buying concert tickets to get online and get into the show. Like they're like, it's going to open at 10 a.m. and everybody's like sitting in front of their computer and our shows fill up in like 5 minutes. So last year they did this Wednesday series, which I can't remember how many Wednesday horse shows. Yeah. It was one day. There really wasn't stabling, but it was all within I don't know, hour and a half, hour and 15 minute drive, fully recognized USDF, you know, USCF recognized show with two judges that could do, you know, young rider qualifier, whatever, tests or whatever. And that helped the situation about, like, you know, being on your computer ready to, like, get your horse, you know, into the system and get in. So, because people were not getting into the horse shows, it was a big problem, huge problem. So part of the reason some of my people are like, oh yeah, we want to go to California, because it's not like that here. So they're going to do the Wednesday series again this year and hopefully maybe add a couple of Wednesdays to try to alleviate some of that.
I think that's great. And that is one of the benefits also in Wellington. Like, it's a hidden benefit, is that you're sort of already in that area. It's easier to go to horse shows. You know, obviously in Wellington, we can bop to a horse show. It's, I'm global, 10 minutes from where I live.
Right.
So it's super easy, but that is a benefit. You know, you can go and you've already paid stabling, you know, you can haul in and out of the horse show. Like, it does make a difference. So
yeah,
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Any other benefits to California?
Well, I think, and I don't know how, you said you were in Kentucky. So you're,
yeah, home is Kentucky for me.
That's okay. So like in Colorado, it's pretty dry, the climate. And I have had a few friends, you know, go do the, you know, spring or, you know, whatever, winter in Wellington, and her horses struggled a little bit with the humidity and the weather and like skin fungus and all this weird stuff. So she said, just said her horses had such a, you know, hard time to adjust to the climate. And our horses do great, you know, kind of coming from Colorado. They have all really adjusted well to coming to California's climate. So that's another benefit.
We're gonna we're giving everybody the pluses and minuses to both coasts at this point.
Right. I know. I'm like, well, and you know, and I don't really, you know, for us people coming from Colorado, I don't have a lot of negatives other than you gotta be ready to drive in some serious traffic with your horse trailer and be okay with that. Other than that, like, we love coming out here, and we, you know, like I said, we normally get a little break from the snow and mud season, and, you know, can enjoy taking our dogs to the beach and, you know, all the things. So, and having, you know, the opportunity to work with, I mean, there's so many, I'm sure like there is in Wellington, so many great trainers. And like I said, I've ridden strictly with Kathleen, like coming here and clinicking with her in Colorado for 26 years. It's crazy.
Wow. I love it. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for your time tonight. And we wish you all the
best
to keep you on the radar and on your journey back to the US Dressage Finals. And we wish you the best luck traveling the spring as well. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. You guys too.
How can our listeners find you online?
Facebook. I'm on Facebook, just Shannon Warner. It's not even dressage, it's just Shannon Warner. So yeah, they can friend me and follow. I post everything on there, and, you know, results and pictures of horses and dogs. And of course, I'm a diehard Bronco fan, which was really sad this year. So there's lots of Bronco games in there, a little football mixed in. So
I love it. We need a little bit of that. Well, Shannon, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Train with top hunter, jumper, and eventing professionals anytime, anywhere with Practical Horseman On Demand. Your membership gives you access to hundreds of how-to training videos taught by top-level hunter, jumper, equitation, and eventing pros, exclusive interviews and lectures, slow-motion demonstrations, insider access to private clinics and lessons, and step-by-step tutorials. New content is always being rolled out, so there are always new videos available on the topics important to you. Join now for just $24.99 a month and take your training to the next level with Practical Horseman On Demand.
Well, tonight is a very special interview for me. This is my Florida mom, Ann Shushko. She is the 2025 recipient of the Judith Noone Volunteer Award by the Dressage Foundation. Also an amazing person. And she is Region 4 Director for USDF. Ann, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Reese. It's a pleasure to be here. I love Dressage Radio talk show.
We love it. And you've also been a huge proponent of the book club, and you're our like main helper with the book club. So everybody who joins us, Anne is our champion. But Anne, we're talking about a very special award tonight. Tell us, you have been volunteering for the Dressage Foundation for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. And
tell us what that's meant for you.
It's meant a lot. You know, I grew up being expected to volunteer. It wasn't something we talked about in our family. It was just something that was expected. And so, you know, it wasn't a question of if you were going to volunteer. It was a question of where were you going to volunteer and what could you give. And so, you know, the more anything I've been involved with, I've always felt the need to give back as much as I possibly could. And so it's a mindset. And I got involved with the Dressage Foundation basically through a grant. I received one of the gifted grants for adult amateurs and was able to, you know, train with Annie Cizadlo for a week when I had bought my new horse a number of years ago now. And at the end of that, realized how much that organization gave back to riders of all levels. Because honestly, when I got the grant, I had just bought the horse. He's, you know, was an 8-year-old half Arab. We were at intro level. I was intro training level rider. And so many people thought that the only people who ever got grants were the high performance people. And when I realized that they were supporting all of us throughout our sport, I just started looking for ways that I could perhaps be involved. And Jenny was the only person working for the organization at that time. And as soon as I said that I'd like to do something, she was more than willing to provide a list of opportunities of things that I could become involved with. And it's just meant so much over the years, you know, getting to meet such terrific people. I serve as a grant reader for one of the grant programs, and then have also assisted people with writing their grants and promoting the Dressage Foundation. I can't speak highly enough of the people who work for it, but then also all of the people who give to that program. It's just such a ground roots organization, very small, with just a staff of 3. I remember when we were having the World Cup in Omaha, the first time someone said, "Oh, we're in Omaha, we should go to Lincoln and tour the Dressage Foundation offices." And I said, "Yeah, that would be fine, but it would probably take 10 seconds. It's a very small office." You know, and people thought they had a huge staff, but it's so dependent on volunteers. And I think that's wonderful.
Is there a project that you've worked on that you're most especially proud of?
With the Dressage Foundation?
Yes.
Not a specific project. I'm a legacy donor, so a large portion of my estate will go to the Dressage Foundation, and I think mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. I'm proud that they offer a program that those of us who want to support our sport can do that in the future and keep giving back after we're gone. The other thing I'm really proud of supporting, and it was not my idea at all, was Region 4 has a grant given by Ruth Rensink where we support Region 4 high-performance riders in their quest to be CDI or go to Festival of Champions. And, you know, just listen to Ruth as she was talking through her ideas. And I'm proud of having supported her in that effort.
Oh, that's huge. Thank you so mm-hmm. much, Anne. And why are volunteers so critical to the success of our dressage organizations and competitions?
Well, without volunteers, we wouldn't be able to have them. I mean, nobody exactly. wants to pay huge prices. Nobody wants to pay, you know, the cost that showing would be if we didn't have volunteers in many positions. But more importantly, volunteering is a choice. You choose to volunteer. And I think when you choose to be involved in an organization you choose to be involved in a project, that organization, that project, that effort becomes yours. You're not being paid to be there. You're choosing to spend your time with it. And that's important. And especially in today's society, I think where so many people seem to be isolated and not involved with organizations anymore, that knowledge that I really feel the Dressage Foundation is part of me, that I really do contribute something to them and that they value that. And it's my choice. You know, there's lots of other things that I could be doing when I'm doing Dressage Foundation work, but I choose, I think it's important. And because I'm not being paid to do it, I think that's a very strong statement for a lot of people.
Yeah. And first of all, that's actually volunteering is kind of how I got to know you, because your daughter and I, Heather Peterson and I, are on a committee for USCF together. And we've been there a couple of years. Well, probably more than a couple now. But I have to be honest, a lot of my friends that I spend time with in here in Wellington are actually on that committee. And I would never have thought that when I joined and I said yes. But my goodness, I'm so glad that I joined and that I've gotten actually some very good friends and our friendship together. You know, I come to your house. I joke you're my Florida mom, but I come over on Sunday nights with my dog and we have dinner. You, me, and Heather or whoever else is around. And I just cherish those moments. And they've really come from volunteerism. And I think, and you know, my mom and, you know, I for people that don't know, my mom was very big into volunteering for USDF. She was volunteer of the year. I couldn't tell you what year, but she did the same thing for us, and that volunteerism is so important. And Megan, I know you come from the same with Mumsy. She did the same. Like, we all came from a culture of volunteerism.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't think
society couldn't, you know, we couldn't exist. We wouldn't exist, right. I don't think, if we didn't have volunteers.
Yes.
You know, just that commitment. Like you say, yeah, when I come down to, well, when I go anywhere, basically the people I see and know now are, you know, people I know through USDF or USEF and the horse shows, the Dressage Foundation, you know, sitting at the luncheon last week and looking around and seeing, you know, people all dressed up because, you know, it was a social event for them. But then I sat next to two people from my region who, you know, ran over from the barn and after they had finished their ride, because they felt it was so important to go and thank the Dressage Foundation for what they do. You know, and just looking around at that audience, it was like, wow, look at all these people all coming to celebrate those people who have given back to the sport, who've received awards, you know, who just love our sport. And you don't find that in a lot of organizations. But I think in Dressage and USCF, I think we do have that. And I think the Dressage Foundation fosters that feeling.
Yes. And just the grants, you know, that was the other thing at the luncheon. You know, the grants that they give out are for all types of riders.
Oh my gosh.
Coaches, judges, amateurs, the Century Club. They just had 1,000 riders. There's 1,000 rider to have the Century Club, which is, you know, the combined age of the horse and the rider. That was so cool. It was just, it was such an amazing feeling. And it really did, you know, and that's why we wanted you to come on, is really talk about the importance of the volunteerism and how we need to continue it. And shows are even more expensive than when we were growing up. And so now it's even more important. So as we go through the year now, we just want everybody to really think about it and please volunteer, give to the Dressage Foundation, your local GMO, look at the grants. They have grants for all types of riders, and everyone, all three of us have gotten grants on this call.
And put on programs that have received grants. I know Megan has, she's, you know, had the instructor clinic at her place, which was marvelous. And, you know, I know I've written a number of grants for different programs and things, Reese, you have, and you benefited from it. But those are all, it's all volunteer. It's all because we want to do it and because we feel it's important. And, you know, I taught school for years. I felt that was extremely important as well. But the important things in my life were the ones that I chose and continue to choose to be involved with because I want to do it. Not because I have to, but because I want to do it. And that's the only way you get that is by volunteering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Well, Anne, thank you as always for your message and just you're an amazing person for our organization. And we thank you for all your help that you give us with the book club and all the other things that we do here on the show. And we can't thank you enough. So congratulations for what a wonderful award to a really amazing person. You deserve it.
Yeah, it was a big surprise, but thank you guys for this wonderful show. It's always a pleasure to listen to the topics that you have and for initially starting the book club. I think the book club is fantastic, but it was, the Dressage Radio talk show that started that, and we at USDF just sort of piggybacked off it, and it's great, the ability to read some books on our sport and then gather together and talk about them and share that information. I think it's just wonderful. It's such a gift, and you guys, you're both on my list of people that I admire and look up to, so thank you very much for what you give to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all your help with that. It's been so fun. So everybody remember, we have a book club coming up next week. We can't wait. And Anne, thank you again for everything. And we'll be picking new books, everybody. So Anne's a huge part of that. So we love it.
Hey guys, have you read the book, How to Ride the Horse You Thought You Bought by Anne Buchanan? Reese and I are so excited on March 18th at, I believe, 8 p.m.
Eastern
time. We have a webinar with Anne Buchanan. I hope you guys can all join us. We're really looking forward to talking about the book. If you are not subscribed yet, do it now. Just search Dressage Radio Show on your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community Horse Radio Network auditors over on Patreon. You'll get behind the scenes insight, special offers, and the opportunity to participate in Horse Radio Network podcasts. Go to patreon.com/Horse Radio Network. The Dressage Radio Show's Facebook page is obviously Dressage Radio Show. Reese's website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and her email is reese@horseradionetwork.com. And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoff, LLC@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.